Phoenix Audio presents The Seventh Victim by Alan Jacobson. Narrated by Lila Wellesley. Prologue. 6 years ago, Queens, New York. Dispatch, this is Agent Vale. I'm in position, 30 feet from the bank's entrance. I've got a visual on three well-armed men dressed in black clothing, wearing masks. ETA on backup? I'm solo here. Over. Copy. Stand by. Stand by? Easy for you to say. My ass is flapping in the breeze outside a bank with a group of heavily armed mercenaries inside, and you tell me to stand by? Sure. I'll just sit here and wait. FBI Special Agent Karen Vale was crouched behind her open car door, her Sig Sauer 9mm sidearm steadied against the window frame. No match for what looked like MAC-10s the bank robbers were toting. But what can you do? Sometimes you're just fucked. Radio crackle. Agent Vale, are you there? Over. No, I left on vacation. Leave a message. Still here. No movement inside as far as I can tell. View's partially blocked by a large window sign. Bank's offering free checking, by the way. Vale hadn't been involved in an armed response since leaving the NYPD 5 years ago. Back then, she welcomed the calls. The adrenaline rush as she raced through the streets of Manhattan to track down the scumbags who were doing their best to add some spice to an otherwise bland shift. But after the birth of her son Jonathan, Vale decided the life of a cop carried too much risk. She eventually made it to the Bureau, a career advancement that had the primary benefit of keeping her keister out of the line of fire. Until today. Local SWAT is en route, the voice droned over the two-way. ETA, 6 minutes. A lot.